Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I swear to God. Someday,
no,
they're going to put a camera in this room.
No, they're not.
And you guys are going to see things you've never seen before.
Why does that feel like a horrible idea? I don't think we should do that.
The 5 minutes leading up to this show.
Sam just walks in and I go, I hate myself. I want to throw up. Can I go to Palm Desert? And Sam just goes,
this could be a good
show.
This
could be a great show.
That's exactly what I said, and I'm not ashamed of it.
The last 5 minutes leading up to this show have been some of the most entertaining of my life. I swear to God. I swear to God.
So are we going
to
be okay in there, guys?
Everything's good.
Yeah,
Everything's good. How's we have it? A little bit of a pickleball problem tonight, but outside of that, we're totally fine.
Whoa, what's going on?
Well, Scott, you and I are getting booted.
No, you're not. I'm going to go on right now and reserve us a second court. I overbooked. I just overbooked.
You know what? Then I don't want to play.
Well, I do want you to play. It might be a round robin style.
Round robin means we're not included.
Right.
I'm the robin and you're around us over there somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to robin round over on that
I'm
court.
Not coming.
Why? There's like too many of us, but it's okay. We can all play.
Who did you book?
Well, you know, Scott, I've got people.
Well, Dana, I'm sure you do. Who did you book?
Okay.
Not us.
No.
Apparently not her closest friends.
We'll get it figured out before the end of this
show. No.
Yes, we will.
I'm not showing up.
Oh, stop
left
it.
Left behind.
We will.
You're left and I'm behind.
We will talk about it later.
No, we're going to talk about it right now.
No, it's going to be fine.
Who did you book?
Well, I booked my good friend Rick because I need to get rated and I think he can rate me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I've got to get some rating. It's a long story. To play in a league, you have to have a rating. And so I was talking to him about it.
I thought we were just friends just playing pickleball.
Right. Well, now I have to have a rating. And so he was like, yeah, I can help you with that.
Are you still hanging on to this pipe dream that you're going to join some circuit?
That I'm going on the circuit?
Yeah.
What if I am going on the circuit?
I'm going to restate my exact question. Are you still hanging on to this pipe dream?
Are you trying to get on the pickleball circuit?
No, but I have joined a new league.
And you're cheating on us.
No, I am not. I have joined a new league.
Who's rate?
So it's sort of like golf where you have a handicap.
Okay, who's rate?
No, it's a pickleball rating.
It's a rating.
Oh, who's the person that you're playing with to get rated?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out, but I think Rick can help me get rated.
Who's Rick?
He's a very good pickleball player.
Is it right. Rick Hadel?
Who also
my divorce lawyer?
To be your divorce lawyer.
So essentially what's happening, Scott, is that she doesn't think individually that she's good enough to do it. So she's bringing in a ringer
to try to
up her points.
It's way cheaper when I hang out with him than it was when you hung out with him.
Yeah, he only cost me $12,000. No, are you playing with Rick Hadel tonight?
Yes, I am.
I'm calling him right now.
Do not call him. He's probably in a trial or something.
No, if you call, it's going to cost you money.
For the amount of money that I paid him, he better answer that call.
What is it with this show and just dialing up any attorney in town? Which I will say, they generally pick up, and I do appreciate that a lot.
They are at your beck and call.
Are you going to do not call him and bring him into this? Oh my God. He's not going to answer your call, but if he does, I will laugh out loud.
So you're playing with Rick Hadel tonight.
I am. He's very, very good. And then my friend Tabitha is playing, and she's very, very good.
Is Tabitha the gal that we played with a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really
Tabby
good.
And Rick and I, and then, yeah, we're working on it for us.
So where does Sam and I fit in?
He's not going to answer the phone. He's at work. We're figuring that out. I told you during the body of the show, we will figure that out.
You know who I feel like?
Who?
You know.
The fifth Beatle?
Brian Shelton.
That's exactly who I feel like.
We knew it was coming.
Brian and Rick are actually friends. It's a very small town.
Yeah, Rick and I are friends. He's my divorce lawyer.
I know. Do you want to play tonight? I thought.
No.
Can I be honest? I thought it would be awkward if we're just going to have this out on the air if I had you on the court playing with your divorce lawyer. He is not going to answer the phone. I thought it would be awkward if I said, hey, because Rick and I have been friends for decades. I thought it would be awkward if I was like, do you want to play? But your divorce lawyer is going to be there. I thought it would be like.
Why would that be awkward?
I don't know. I thought it would be triggering or something.
I only paid him $12,000.
I told you I'm a lot cheaper to hang out with than he is. Good God. Why do we talk about these things on the air? Why can't we just settle this off the air?
I can't believe that you've Brian Shelton me.
No, I thought you would not want to play with your divorce lawyer.
I can't believe this.
I mean, let me tell you this. I have, you know, my first divorce lawyer, Paul Morrison. Love you, Paul. I feel like in the last, like, if 1 year within that divorce time, if he had said, hey, do you want to go play tennis or golf? I probably would have been like, you know, a little bit of a hot stove here. Give me another year. That's all I'm saying.
So why did I get kicked out?
This is awkward.
I mean, he's not my divorce lawyer.
2 degrees of separation. I thought if I invited you and not Scott, now that's awkward. Can we just move on, please?
No, we cannot. We cannot.
He's not picking up. He's at work. Leave him alone.
He is not picking up. That is correct.
That's fine.
Okay.
Get me Brian Shelton.
Leave them alone. We will figure it out during a commercial break.
You shed pickleball players like you do underpants.
By the way, this is the, I believe, fourth attempt at getting rated in pickleball.
Well, it's more difficult than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to be honest about that. I didn't invite Travis, just so you know. I thought, you know what? Let's just take a bye week.
But you invited
this
Tabitha.
This is like a bye week. This is
you
a bye week.
Tabitha.
This is, so, well, because Rick is very competitive. This is like a bye week.
If you brought in four
this
different-
This is your bye week.
If you brought in four different ringers, where is the deficit of skill?
Can we please stop talking about this?
No, because Sam and I are hurt. Sam, are you hurt? I'm hurt.
I mean, I specifically asked her yesterday, are we playing pickleball tomorrow night? I packed my gym bag accordingly for today.
I will go out to my car
and take a photograph.
I put my pickleball packet in my car thinking that we were playing tonight at 8 o'clock.
We are all going to play.
No, we're not.
I am going to reserve a second court. Yes, we can all play.
I'm going to China King, and I'm going to get me some Chinese food, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to watch Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. It is America's game.
I am hurt.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Sam, would you like to come over tonight for some China King?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Are you going to invite somebody else and kick me out?
No. I'm committed to you, Sam.
I love you both.
You don't love us enough.
Once I do. I need to get rated. Once I'm rated tonight, we'll move on.
Why can't you get rated playing against Sam and me?
Because you have to play up to get rated. I'm sorry. There, I said it. I said it. There it is.
There it is.
I have to play up. I can't play down to get rated.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying you're down. I'm just saying you're not up.
You just did.
Well, you asked. I've got to play up to get rated.
I mean, all I'm saying is when Dana and I are on the same team, somebody's hitting the ball over the net and somebody else isn't.
I am
hurt. Let's just throw this all out.
Okay, let's get it over with.
We will have a normal pickleball night with the four of us, And when? I will go get rated over the weekend.
No, you go get rated tonight with Rick Hadle and Tabitha. And who's your fourth?
We're working on it.
You don't have a fourth yet? But Sam and I aren't it?
Well, it was probably going to be me. She just couldn't admit it because then you would feel bad.
You're in the wheelhouse. Love you. Love your show. What is coming up on the show today?
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.